This is Radical Alternatives. Every interaction between two or more people is a transaction, an exchange. If there is one characteristic present in all cultures without exception, it would be trade. An essential part of the nature of what it is to be human is to trade. What is the nature of trade in human transactions, and in what ways can we benefit from understanding its nature? That's the topic of this episode. Now, I know what you're thinking. Who the hell wants to work for free, right? I'm going to show you why working for free can sometimes actually be far more fun, satisfying, and valuable than working for money. There's a saying, money makes the world go round. In a sense, that is true, but only half true. It would be far more accurate to say transactions make the world go round, both monetary and non-monetary. What exactly is a transaction? To get to the heart of what a transaction is, you have to first understand how people transact without money, which is a societal construct. Transactions predate money. They predate humanity. The first transactions were conducted on a visceral and emotional level. We can see examples of non-monetary transactions all around us. A simple smile between two people walking past each other on the street is a type of exchange. Every time you make a Google search or a Facebook post, you're conducting a transaction. Their services are completely free in exchange for your data, which they sell to advertisers. There are also communities of programmers online who create open source software for free. The only payment they receive is usually just acknowledgement for their work. And most of the time, that's good enough for them. But acknowledgement in and of itself can be a valuable commodity. There's even acknowledgement by association, where you're acknowledged just for associating with a project. Acknowledgement can become credibility, which is valuable for building a career and networking, aka making more transactions. All transactions thus require at least two willing participants for one, and two, some type of reward for making a transaction. The third and last component is credibility. Credibility can be traded down, handed to someone, or traded as a currency to get ahead. Even a simple exchange of smiles needs to be taken credibly, since no one likes fake smiles. America has a history of societies called mutual aid organizations, dating back to the 1800s, one of the most laissez-faire periods in American history. Before, there was the Department of Public Health, or food stamps, or education. These societies handled everything from hospital insurance to charitable aid to educating children. About 2 years ago, I joined a society called the Western Service Workers Association. I met them by chance attending a street fair, and I liked their mission. Essentially, they canvass local neighborhoods, spreading the word about services that are available to low-income working families. They also provide food aid courtesy of donations and a host of other services donated by generous members, such as legal representation. It's like a completely self-contained community in and of itself. The organization itself is 50 years old but fairly obscure. I thought to myself, why haven't I heard about this before? I would join them on their canvassing missions, participate in group discussions, and help them send off mailings. I didn't realize it at first, but I was building credibility and trust for myself within that organization, and I was doing it for free. Every joke I cracked, every mail I sent, every group outing was an opportunity to build and show myself to be a credible person. I emphasized the word build. I was building skills while participating in these activities. And it was like a kind of virtuous cycle where I benefited in intangible ways. They benefited, and the surrounding community benefited from our efforts. Every year, they host an annual dinner where they invite their entire membership to attend. That year, as I showed myself to be a capably and reliably funny person in our normal interactions, and knowing I was a comedian, they asked me to host their entire event of some 300 plus people. This is the first time I'd ever been asked to host an event and the first major show of my career. And it was completely by accident. Or was it? The truth is, it wasn't by accident. After joining this society, I had set in a chain of events that led me to hosting a 300-person show, the first of my career. All because I had built up that initial credibility by working for free. And I enjoyed it the whole time. Now, this is not to say you should work for any and everyone, but to choose organizations or groups that align with your own career goals and aspirations. Be a little strategic, because as you can see, no one actually is really working for free. There are transactions and rewards to be gained, even when no money is exchanged. In my case, preferably so. So next time someone asks you to work for free, it might just be more than its weight in gold. Thank you for listening to Radical Alternatives. If you got value from this podcast, consider supporting our Patreon page at patreon.com/radicalalternatives. That is patreon.com/radicalalternatives. I'll see you again next week.